Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? This week, we are sponsored by Clever.fm. Clever.fm is changing the podcast listening game. Their app links out to content that your favorite host mentions on their podcast. So you're listening to a show and the host talks about their favorite new sweater and where to get it. Clever.fm will give you a link to that sweater so that you can check it out. Clever.fm is great both for listeners and for creators. Listeners, by listening on Clever.fm, you can interact with your favorite hosts more easily. Creators, you can make it super easy for your listeners to take actions based on your words. Good news, Clever.fm is offering free white glove linking services to the first 100 creators who sign up at clever.fm/creators. So if you're a podcaster looking to up your listener engagement, this is for you. Again, that link is clever.fm/creators. And yes, if you are listening on the Clever FM app right now, you could look down at your phone and the link would be right there. Thank you to Clever.fm for their support of Earbuds. Hello and welcome to the show. How are you doing this week? Did you listen to any amazing new podcasts? We'd love to hear from you about what you're listening to and what you are discovering, whether it's through Earbuds or through other podcast recommendation sources. Please feel free to write to us on social media and let us know what is in your earbuds. Of course, today, on the show, we've got more podcast recommendations for you right now. This week's Earbuds theme is called From an Expat Lens. It comes to us from Steph Fuccio, who herself is an American expatriate living abroad. She's been living outside of the U.S. on and off for more than 15 years. So for Earbuds this week, she has gathered five podcast episodes created by other expats around the globe. Why did Steph choose this theme? Here's what she writes. There are so many cultural insights that we can get from listening to expats' podcasts. These podcasters share their experiences living daily life abroad, offering very different views of the cultures of their adopted countries than travel podcasts do, especially when they make hilarious cultural missteps. In a moment, you'll hear my chat with Steph. We discuss her podcast picks, her coffee obsession, what it's like living abroad, and her many podcast-related endeavors. If her name sounds familiar, it's because Steph is the founder of Pod Rev Day, Podcast Review Day, which is a monthly internet-based event that encourages people to review podcasts and spread the word about what they're listening to. If you want to learn more about Pod Rev Day and find out how to participate, just visit the hashtag on Twitter. It's hashtag Pod Rev Day. After my chat with Steph, I am excited to share that we have a trailer drop from Adele Coleman, who is the Chief Content Officer at DCP Entertainment. Adele was on Feedback with Earbuds a while back. She curated a list called Underrepresented Voices, Diversity Matters. We'll link to that list in the show notes. On this episode, she's bringing us a trailer drop from DCP's podcast, Say Their Name. More on that soon. After the trailer drop, we've got a few more podcast recommendation goodies for you. Then we'll close out for the week and send you on your merry way to listen to more podcasts. Let's get to my chat with Steph Fuccio. Steph, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. I'm very excited to chat with you today. Where are you joining us from?
Yay! Hi, I'm super excited to be here. Right now, I'm in Rome, Italy.
Rome, Italy. And you have been traveling the world, living abroad for a long time. Tell me about how that started and when.
I'm actually a terrible traveler. Pre-pandemic, I was an expat for about 17 years, and I lived in a bunch of different countries, mostly in Asia, because I was teaching English, and I would spend like a year, 2 years, 3 years in one place, and then change. But the pandemic, as with everything else, has, you know, changed everything. So I'm now more of a digital nomad working online while I'm visa hopping around until things become less crazy.
Do you have a favorite place that you've lived?
Oh, no. I mean, I have a favorite place for specific things. For parks, it's probably Japan. For food, it's probably Vietnam, and probably also coffee. Although now Italy for coffee is taking over as well. So So for very niche-y things, I have favorite mm-hmm. places, but it's impossible to pick one place for everything.
Coffee is definitely a big thing for you. On social media, yes. Whenever you post any podcast-related thing, you include a latte or a cortada or whatever it is. Tell me about the theory behind that. What's up with that?
Oh, there isn't one. I just realized that if I posted pictures, that it would stick out. My post would stick out more. And then I started to realize that I was taking a lot of coffee pictures. And they had like a feel to them, kind of like emoticons do. And so I started to realize, oh, if I make this frothy cappuccino black and white, it's kind of the ominous feel of this post, or this happy macchiato feels like this, hey, come join us in this event. So I just started to kind of pair them up, and it's now a thing.
It definitely is. I definitely associate you with coffee and being an expat. Those are your things.
Yay. Good.
And
my
podcast,
messaging is clear.
Yes. And podcasts. So how did podcasts come into this? How did you first start listening and then start creating?
Oh my gosh. Well, start listening was way back in the days when you had to drag the MP3 file over onto your, like, what was it? iRiver or something, like super duper long ago. But it wasn't until about almost 5 years ago that I started my own. It was one of those healing projects where I left a PhD program, was trying to work through my emotions. And so I picked something that was absolutely positively as little academic as possible. And I just started to do a podcast for fun. And one led to three, led to eight, led to just a ridiculous amount that I don't even know anymore. And all the other stuff kind of compiled on with time. You know how it is, Ariel. You've got 7 billion hats in podcasting.
Yeah. So wait, run me through your podcasts that are still running now.
They're rebranding again.
Okay. All right.
I had a bunch with many. I keep changing names. I like experimenting on my own.
I do
my
too.
Clients. Yeah. For my client stuff, there's best practices and we should have, you know, everything in order at all times. And for mine, it's that spaghetti against the wall kind of thing. Or spaghetti on the ceiling. Which one is that?
You throw it against the wall, the ceiling, you see what sticks.
Anything, anywhere, yeah. Anywhere.
Wherever.
Yeah. But right now, Podcast Editing Plus is specifically about podcast editing, and Geopats is the one that is a re-merging of the eight that I broke out of, the three that turned into eight. Yeah, so it's many different themes. It's very expat focused, but it also focuses on people who are touched by many different cultures, even if they're not an expat. So it's got a mix of folks. And there's like a language themed one, a coffee themed one, of course, books, and I can't even remember the different themes because it's been on a bit of a hiatus for the past year, but we've got many, many different themes all within the Geopats umbrella. And that's the one that's being revamped and hopefully reinvigorated in the spring. I hope to start a new season there.
I have a lot of questions, a lot of different directions I want to go in with you. I guess I'll ask this. How did you get into editing? So you have now a podcast called Podcast Editing Plus, and you have a newsletter about podcast editing. How did those start?
Yeah, that was a pandemic thing too. I was job hunting in Germany at the beginning of the pandemic, and a couple of people contacted me at the same time and said, hey, do you know anybody that edits podcasts for clients? And I was like, well, I guess I could do this until... And here we are, almost a couple of years later. Editing my own podcast, I was kind of cringy with, not for my own voice. I'm okay with that. It was just, I just sounded how much I did that pausey thing, that brilliant idea that came at minute 20. Why didn't that come at minute 2? And that would just frustrate me. But I noticed that when I was doing it for clients, I actually really liked it. I didn't have any of that attachment to it. And I could play more with the tech and do all that kind of stuff. So I started to get into it a lot. And I started to play with the different DAWs and, then get into all kinds of communities and now make creating my own and stuff like that. So I just kind of deep dove into it and haven't looked back really.
So DAWs, Digital Area Workstation, is that right?
Yes. A lot of people would know like Adobe Auditions.
Right.
People in the networks would know like Pro Tools. Super geeks who I respect madly would know like Reaper. Yeah. Hindenburg's
So what's your favorite? Do you have one?
Oh, okay. For leveling and narration rearranging, Hindenburg for sure. Audition for so many things I can't use it for, but I know it can do. Mm. And Reaper, I love to video edit with.
So, wow.
Yeah, it depends on the purpose.
So all of this and more you can get at Steph's newsletter, which is Podcast Editing Plus. And where can they get that? It's on Substack, right?
It is on Substack. Yep. And we also have a YouTube channel and we're doing live events every 2 weeks with editors. And there's so much more. It's all in the newsletter.
I will link to everything in the show notes, but let's now move on to your podcast picks for this week's theme, which is called Through an Expat Lens. You chose 5 podcast episodes to go along with that theme. And we're now going to go through them and you'll tell us a bit about each one. How does that sound? Yay.
Sounds good.
Okay. The first podcast that you chose is called Bangkok Podcast. Mm-hmm. And the episode is called Accents, Dialects, and Stereotypes with Stu J. Raj. So tell me about that one.
Yeah. The Bangkok Podcast is 2 North Americans, Greg and Ed, who have been living in Bangkok for, I want to say, at least 15 years each. Like they're a long-term expats in Thailand. And so they, like with each episode, it's really amazing. They do like different slices of living there and not just traveling or like the surface stuff. Like they go deep into stuff. And this episode is very much so that they talk to Stu about all of these aspects of the Thai language that you never think about. And there's all kinds of language geekiness that they bounce around. And because Greg, who's hosting this particular interview, has lived there so long, he has a lot of stuff that he can feed into the interview. So it's really, really language geeky and very culturally interesting.
The next episode comes from the podcast, The Global Chatter, and is called What Are You?
I love this one. Okay, I'm totally biased on this. This is what Amanda Bates is the host, and she's one of my clients. But honestly, and I love most of the episodes, but this one, I literally had to stop working and walk around and think. And I was like, oh my God, what she just said. What she just said is amazing. And so I've been touting this episode around for a little while. But what Elizabeth does in this is she's talking about that persnickety difference of what you look like culturally versus where you are. And how different that can be sometimes and how she's dealt with it throughout her life and the many different countries that she's lived in, the very, very different cultural context. And I just think it's such a meaty, cool conversation to have because like a really multicultural country, or at least the cities within the US, we don't think about this as much, but in a lot of countries, if you don't look like you're from that country, it's really challenging. So I love this one.
The next episode comes from the Saigon Ear podcast. Am I pronouncing that right? Like Saigon Ear?
I think so. Yeah.
And it's called Things We Lost to the Water. What is that one about?
Yeah. So this is an expat podcast from, like you said, from Saigon, which is now Ho Chi Minh City in southern Vietnam. And I used to live in the north. So when I said, I think so for the pronunciation, there's a very north-south divide.
Did you live in Hanoi?
I did. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot about Saigon I don't know. But what I do know is that the host, Mike, is super good at interviewing folks. And in this case, he's interviewing an author about a book he wrote about immigration, like his Vietnamese parents immigrating to the US and all of the cultural tanglings and challenges and things that come with that. And it was a really fun interview to listen to. It's fun and sometimes tough because immigration's hard.
The next episode comes from Black Broads Abroad, hard to say. And the episode is Single Motherhood in Korea, Why This Photographer Left the Divided States for a Teaching Opportunity in Korea. Long title. I'm sure it's a great episode. What's it about?
This is so much fun. I rarely get to talk about my expat life, funny enough. And so this is my jam, totally. So this one, the host, Felina Jean, is talking to her guest, Aaron, about so many different things about living in Korea as an American expat. And I don't know Felina's full story. I haven't listened to a ton of episodes, but the ones that I have, I like. But she clearly lived there for a while because she was talking about like the Jojo, I'm going to get it wrong. I never lived in Korea, but my husband did. But there's those spa thingies that you can go to and all kinds of things. She's talking about all of that. Mm-hmm. And Erin being like a single mom there and cultural differences and being a Black woman walking around Korea, just the visual minority-ness of all of that. And it was such a meaty, interesting episode. And just a slight disclaimer, they do curse quite a bit. And but it's like that impactful, something's really exciting or frustrating kind of cursing. So it feels like it fits. And they just don't hold back. And that's what I really liked about this podcast and this episode in general, is it's just so raw and so honest.
Yeah. I lived about 3 hours northwest of Shanghai for just 3 months when I was in college. And
where?
It's called Zhenjiang.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah, it's on the Suzhou line, if you know the trains. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't the only white person in the city, but I was one of them. And people took pictures of me without asking.
All the things
you can imagine. And every time I saw another white person, I would be like, you know, like, what's your story? How did you get here? Because it's not a big city. I mean, technically it's a big city. It's like a few million people, but it's not a well-known city to people who are not in China. And it was quite an experience. So all of this resonates with me.
Yep.
The next episode and the last episode of this week's theme comes from your podcast, the Geopaths podcast. And I'll let you tell me about the episode that you chose.
I love this one so much. Sorry. So this is Phoebe. We were in Shanghai when we recorded this. This is in the before time. Oh my gosh, in the before time when I was recording with two mics in my living room.
What a time.
Right? I remember that. I had a whole like interface and everything. Anyway, so Phoebe is from Shanghai and she grew up learning so many different languages just because that's what was around her. That's what was interesting to her. And she's traveled and has lived in many different places. She's currently doing a PhD program that I couldn't even tell you the name of in Ireland because it's so sound intensive. I want to say sound engineer, but that's not enough of a descriptor for what she's doing. And so we went into all of her language learning experiences. But then there's moments that we go into the sound of podcasting. And this is probably the first time that I really started to realize I was kind of a sound audiophile person because I was not stopping it and going back to language. Like I was like, well, wait, let's keep going with this. And so we spent a ridiculous amount of time talking about all of her language experience, cultural experiences, and her living in Ireland and just all kinds of things. And it was just a lot of fun to record.
All of these podcasts, all of these episodes are from all over the world. They're representative of many different languages, many different stories. How did you come across these podcasts?
You know, I used to consciously like search in my podcast app for expat podcasts. And then after a while, there's a few communities that I'm in that I would just start stumbling across them. And then, you know, when you hear when somebody being interviewed on one podcast and they have their own. So it just kind of, now it just organically happens that I find them all the time. So I'm never consciously looking anymore. And there's a lot more out there. It was hard to narrow it down.
Any honorable mentions you want to share?
Because I'm in Italy right now, the Bittersweet Life podcast.
Love it. Yeah. And when folks listen through to your podcast recommendations, what do you hope they get out of the listening experience?
I don't want to say armchair travel because it's so much deeper than that, but it's looking at the world through an expat lens. That's just repeating the title, but there's a difference between growing up in a place and then coming there and deep diving into it. And I think there's stuff that we can see as outsiders, just like outsiders who come to the US also can see things that we can't because we're so knee deep in it. I think there's a certain perspective that fresh eyes can have on a culture that are really interesting. And so that I hope that's what they can get, is that they're not just learning like little tidbits about a culture or a country or a place, but that kind of something deeper about that culture.
Absolutely. Well, Steph, thank you so much for joining me today on Feedback with Earbuds. I'm excited to listen to all of your recommendations and to dive deeper into these cultures and for the listeners to do so as well.
Yay. And Ara, seriously, thank you for everything that you do, including this podcast, but everything else, especially on Twitter and all of your recs and information, and just yay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Steph, for joining me for a chat about expat podcasts on the show. It was a blast connecting with you in the virtual earbud studio powered by squadcast.fm. You can find links to Steph's podcast picks at our website, earbudspodcastcollective.org. If you're wondering, how do I curate an earbuds list and include one of my own episodes as part of that list? How did Steph do that? The truth is, anybody can do it. Anybody can curate a list for Earbuds Podcast Collective. All you have to do is let me know that you'd like to do so or find the form on our website. We'll have a link to it in the show notes, as we always do. That is the way this newsletter works. That is the way this podcast works. It is all generated by you, the listeners, you, the subscribers. Every single list that we've put out over the past almost 5 years has been curated by somebody new. Yes, there have been some repeats over the years. People who really love to curate lists for us are absolutely welcome to come back. But we have had so many different people from so many different places, from so many different backgrounds, curating lists for us. And that is what makes Earbuds so unique and special. So thank you to the curators who have already curated. And thank you in advance if you're thinking of curating. Next up, let's hear from Adele Coleman at DCP Entertainment.
Hi, my name is Adele Coleman, co-host and executive producer of Say Their Name. Say Their Name is a podcast series that highlights the families and loved ones that have been negatively impacted by gun violence in the United States. We think it's important to share the stories of who the people were before and after the hashtags and the impact that the families face and continue to face in their fight for justice. Check out our trailer as we launch season 2 of Say Their Name on January 3rd.
Say their name. Last season, we brought you riveting stories.
They were saying that Jamar reached for a gun. I knew for sure that was not the truth.
The police is kind of like, it's a loose cannon. They shoot first, ask questions later.
He didn't do anything wrong. They killed someone who didn't need to die.
But they chose to murder my son. They chose to, when they had to, they chose to do that.
We were able to amplify these stories to great critical acclaim, taking home various notable awards.
The Webby Award.
The People's Voice Award.
And the New York Festival Award goes to...
I really want to thank these families who let us into their home to help tell their stories and honor their loved ones.
But it isn't about the recognition. It's about the fact that still...
The system continues to fail Black people. I'm mad as hell right now. Yes, I am. My firstborn one son dead.
A judge finds a police officer not guilty.
That officer fired at a man who was sleeping inside a car.
A trigger was pulled and a man died. On Thursday, a jury acquitted an Arizona police officer of murder, but the victim's family says it was an execution.
Black people are 3 times more likely to be killed by police than whites. Police have killed at least 1,000 Americans this year alone.
What do you want? More stories.
They didn't know who he was, none of that shit, bruh. They just trying to justify them fucking shooting 20 times.
More families.
They didn't shoot at you at all. Not one bullet came out of that car. But for a guy to reload, he already shot 16 times. What is this cops doing then?
More voices.
And they said, well, ma'am, right now they got him at suicide. And I told him, I said, I know y'all killed my son.
And new this season? We dive deeper, sharing those stories of women who have also lost their lives at the hands of police violence.
There's a lot of dynamics. You're talking about a daughter, a sister, an aunt, a mother, a coworker, and not just as a headline.
And they knew that my niece was in the backseat of the car, and they still felt the need to shoot at my sister's moving vehicle. Over 26 times.
Y'all killed my sister over a traffic warrant. It's definitely 2 laws in America. It's a white law and a Black law.
I wish that people realized that what is happening to Black people is really an injustice. And we should all be, I feel like we should all be horrified.
He was like the fatherly type.
She was like a real life angel on earth.
Tune in January 3rd as we hear from families who have been impacted by the assault and killing of Black people by police and in Stand Your Ground states. Until truth and justice is obtained, we will always say their name.
Tragic death, and then by people who are supposed to protect and serve. It is so profound, the pain.
Wow. Thank you to Adele for sharing the trailer for Say Their Name from DCP Entertainment. As Adele shared, the latest season dropped on January 3rd, so it is available wherever you get your podcasts, and I really hope that you go check out Say Their Name from DCP Entertainment. Next up, it is Spotlight time. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, We also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have no interest in this week's theme, you can still check out the Spotlit podcast for some audio content from us. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast Muriel's Murders. I found this podcast through the Bello Collective's 100 Outstanding Podcasts from 2021 blog post. It was recommended by Dana Gerber-Margie. Here's what Dana wrote about Muriel's Murders in the blog post. Muriel's Murders was my breakout star comfort show this year that I didn't even know that I needed. Husband and wife team Nick, who hates true crime, and Muriel, a fan of the genre, detail stories with a perfect balance of respect and gallows humor. It's not the serialized, deeply dramatic, and often disturbing fare of what I think of when I think of true crime. This episode on Frank Lloyd Wright taught me so much about the horrible event that occurred in his home, Taliesin, that I had no idea about. Thank you to Dana for recommending this podcast. I'll include a link to the Bello Collective's 100 Outstanding Podcast blog. It's chock full of super recommendations with explanations of why these podcasts and these episodes are worth your time. Before we close it out this week, a few podcasty things that you might be interested in. Wonder Media Network has launched The Growth League, a new podcast and community of extraordinary women looking to learn and grow from one another, hosted by New York Times bestselling author Diana Kander. Each week, Diana sits down with a different successful woman to uncover their habits, tactics, and rules for growth. You can find Wonder Media Network's The Growth League wherever you get your podcasts. And PodSpike is podcast marketing made easy. Discover a revolutionary way to promote your show. It's simple, effective, and affordable. You can use code SQUADCAST at checkout to receive 20% off of your first month of services. That is at podspike.com, and we'll have a link in the show notes. That's it for this week of Feedback with Earbuds. We're back next week with more podcast recommendations. Thank you to this week's sponsor, Clever.fm, for their support. Make sure to let us know what you're listening to. And more importantly, let the creators of your favorite shows know that you're loving what they're creating. Happy listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.